just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to The Max. It is Sunday, October 26, 2008, and good Sunday, everybody. I've got a lot to talk about, and actually what I want to talk about is that tonight I'm opening up the lines to my show, To The Max. As you know, I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I'm going to open up my show to you, my listeners. So if you want to call in and talk to me, the number here at the station is, as always, 323-203-0815. Check out latalkradio.com and call me. The lines are open, and I want to have a discussion with you. Anyone out there, you're listening and you want to be on the show, give me a call. I want to hear anything you want to talk about. There's so much to talk about, but the first thing that I want to talk about is Jennifer Hudson. We all know about the tragedy that happened in life today. My thoughts and prayers are with Jennifer and her family, and I just hope that she can find some kind of peace and solace in this, and that, you know, we just keep her in our thoughts, because what a tragedy to have this happen in someone's life. And she's a lovely girl, and God bless her. So Jennifer Hudson, my thoughts and prayers are with you, and I'm sure millions of other people. All right, now on a happier note, we're going to say a happy birthday to Nick Ralph, Adam Platzner, Constantina, my friend Sammy Joe, and Rob Miller. You guys have your birthdays coming up from today until this week, so happy, happy birthday to you all. How much fun is that? Another birthday, another year. I was on a fantastic cooking show called What's Cooking. I did my pumpkin soup with Parisian flair. Basically, the Parisian flair with some mussels. Check out maxtucci.com, my website, for the recipe. I have to thank Heather Kovar. Check out her page, heathercovar.com. She was the co-host, I should say, of What's Cooking. We had a fun time. We spoke about the book that I'm doing with Eduardo Zoll coming out November 4th, Election Day. And that's exactly what I want to talk about with you tonight. Listeners, I'm going to have Nikki Bloom on the line. So she will be calling in, because you know what? I'm just like in a chill mood tonight. Things are good. Even though we're in a recession and there's a depression and all these other things are going on, life is so good. You know why? Because we're here. So we got to live in the now. So speaking of the now, let's see. There was a fun event that I did. I was the auctioneer for the SPCA of Westchester for their gala. I had a lot of fun, helped raise over $35,000. I had a great time doing that. It was a fun night, and I actually really enjoyed being the auctioneer. Get people going, get people to spend their money, you know, in tough times like these. Check out SPCA914.com. Maybe you are wanting to have an animal in your life, a dog or a cat or a horse. They'll help you find one, you know. Save some money. Go adopt an animal. I fell in love with a dog named Chelsea. She was a little dachshund, long-haired dachshund. She was the cutest thing ever. And I know she went to a good home, because I'm just always on the go, and I didn't think it would be the right thing to do to my little Chelsea. So I know she got a great, great, great home. And a friend of ours, Mrs. Joan Kalman, was honored that night. It was a fun night. So SPCA914.com. Check them out. Go adopt a dog. Change a life. Change yours. Let's see, my friends. Oh, speaking of, there was a fantastic auction, and there's a show on Fox called The Morning Show with Mike and Juliet. Check out mnjshow.com. It's a fun show on Fox Network. I actually am the recipient of 4 VIP tickets to that show, so I'm looking forward to going to that show. Tune in. Check your local listings for when that show airs. That's the mnjshow.com. Fun, fun show. And let's see, Delta Airlines. I got to give Delta always props. They got me back here. I was in Florida last time I spoke to you, Toscana, my people down there. Marjorie, what's going on? Hope you're listening tonight. But Delta got me home safely, so check out Delta.com. Love Delta.com. They are my airline. They are the one that I choose to fly. So if you feel like going somewhere, check out Delta. Go to Delta.com. Let's see. I have so many things to tell you. Okay. Now, there's a restaurant in LA at the Grove called Ulysses Voyage. Brunch, lunch, dinner, dessert. They have a fantastic wine list. My thing is their desserts there is amazing place. Go to Ulysses Voyage. Greek cuisine. Call them. 323-939-9728. They're at the Grove in L.A. I love you guys. I love your food. Sybil's like, you were so excited that I spoke about you on my last show. I'm speaking about you again. Everyone, Ulysses Voyage in the Grove in L.A. Get your munch on. Go there. Tell them Max sent you from To The Max. I promise you, you guys will have an amazing, amazing dinner. Even go for lunch or brunch or whatever you feel like. I love the restaurant. Now, let's see. In New York, there's the SmithFamilyFoundation.org. Check out that website because there is the Donald and Paula Smith Family Foundation. And they're having, in New York, an amazing lecture, which is Monday, October 27th, 6:30 p.m. sharp at Fordham University in the McNally Auditorium, which is 140 West 62nd Street. And they're doing an event that Roger Arnoff is going to be there. Steve Rendell is going to be there. He's a senior analyst and fairness and accuracy in reporting. Rachel Schuyler is going to be there. Byron York is going to be there, who's a White House correspondent. And they're going to go, and it's basically an amazing lecture on have the media fairly and responsibly covered election 2008. So go if you can. If you're in New York and you want to go to the Fordham University tomorrow night, 6:30 sharp, Monday, October 27th, you'll have a good time. Let everyone talk and hear what they have to say. And I'm sure you can throw your two cents in as well. Fun event going on there. Now, speaking of fun events, Halloween is coming up. Halloween is my event. There are some great parties. Central Park Conservatory. They have the conservation of Central Park. Check out their website, centralparknyc.org. They're having their 13th annual Halloween ball Tuesday, October 28th. You can get tickets right on their site, centralparknyc.org. That's a great event. And why not, like, just keep Central Park going? Because it's a beautiful, it's a man-made park. I don't know if anyone knew that, but if you did, it's a man-made park. The tickets are a little expensive for that event. I think they're in the $1,000 range, but you know what? It is worth it because it's a fun event. And basically what it does is it helps Central Park. So let's be in the helping mood. Now, if you want to go to a fun event, check out the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. October 30th through November 3rd. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. Even though we're going through some tough times, go see the boats. Go see the yachts, man. I'm looking at their site right now. Incredible, okay? So if you're in Fort Lauderdale area and you like boats, go to the boat show. It runs from the 30th until November 3rd. And it's the International Boat Show. Fun, fun, fun. All right, let's see. I want to tell you all about... Oh, I tuned in to another show here on LA Talk Radio earlier this evening. You know, I love checking out LA Talk Radio, even when I'm chilling out and having a good time. I tune into LA Talk Radio, and there's a show on, and it's called Roll Camera. And on the show tonight, they were talking about video games. And I was thinking, you know, I've heard people ask me in the past, I want to have a video game made of me. So we spoke to them and kind of figured out a way. So check out that show. Go into his archive. Roll Camera, and listen to what we had to say, and you can figure it out there. Also, they had someone on from geekson.com. So if you have any more problems with anything in your life, I guess geek-wise, check it out, geekson.com. It was a fun show. I liked listening to it. You see, everyone, LA Talk Radio is a fun place to be. So I'm just jumping all over the place. You know why? I really didn't have a show scheduled for tonight because I've been so busy with – I did that cooking show, What's Cooking – I did the event last night. It's just been a busy, busy week. You know, we're opening up Oscar's Delmonico restaurant. And I'm like, man, I really just want to find the right place. So I think I found a place and we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll have it open by my 30th birthday, which is coming up in February, Valentine's Day. So I have another thing to tell you if you're in New York. A lot of New York things happening. The Olsen twins are going to be at Barnes & Noble October 28th. On 33 East 17th Street at Union Square. Go check them out, the little Full House girls, the Olsen twins. They're definitely not suffering in this tough time that the economic world is having. But, yeah, speaking of tough times and economics, let me see what I can tell you. I want to save you some money. So go flyush.com. Okay, this is the helicopter shuttle service in New York. And I'm bringing to the airport in 8 minutes. It's $99. They have a fall fare sale. It's a limited time. If you buy tickets until October 31st, you have until, you can get a $99 fare, okay? So why not save money? If you're going to the airport, one-way helicopter tickets from Newark, JFK, to Manhattan or back are now $100 through the end of the year as long as you book them before Halloween. So you know what? Trick or treat. Thank you, guys. So if you want to go to the airport and you want to save some money, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to take luxury and I'm taking luxury and simplifying it. So let's see. New York, here we go. The Pond at BryanPark.com. A winter wonderland in the heart of Manhattan. If you like ice skating, the park is open. The snow's not here yet, but it's getting a little chilly outside. So if you feel like you're in the mood to go ice skating, these are some fun things you can do. So go ice skating. The Pond at BryanPark.com in New York. So have fun in New York. You know, there's ways to go about it and to enjoy life. I think I'm enjoying life every single day. Speaking of, I don't know. Do I just want to drop everything right now? I don't know. Let's see. One of my favorite, okay, luxury store of the week. Everybody, Betteridge in Greenwich, Connecticut. Go to Betteridge.com where you can find some amazing jewelry. Now, wait to look good. Always go to the estate section because you'll find phenomenal prices. You'll find estate watches. And when I say estate, I'm not talking about Granny Smith who died 300 years ago. I'm talking about people get, you know, hard times fall. People start hawking their jewelry kind of a deal. And you can find the most amazing deals, most beautiful jewelry at Betteridge in Greenwich, Connecticut. Check out Betteridge.com. You can even shop online now. So you can find Rolexes, Cartier watches, really beautiful things there, diamonds. Why not? Check them out. Helping y'all, telling you how to shop in these tough times. So let's see. We're going to have Nikki Bloom come on the line in just a little bit. I want to just tell you all a couple more things. Okay, so we know that I was the auctioneer because I told you all. Rao's in New York. Check out Rao's.com. Amazing restaurant. It's a lot of fun. It's like a two-year waiting list to get in. We sold the table, I think, for like $5,000 at the auction last night, which kind of told me, you know what? Times really aren't that tough. I guess people really – food is always in. That's why I'm looking for investors for my restaurant. Another Oscars Delmonico. You know, my family, we started the whole craze of Delmonico's. Oscar, my grandfather did. So if you want to be, if you want a piece of the legendary historical Oscars Delmonico, email me. I might have a little position for you, a little financial position for you. Drop some coins into my wallet and you could be a partner in the restaurant. So let's see. Let's see is my term tonight. Can you just feel my tone? I'm just like in a whole nother mood tonight, just chilling, relaxing, having a good time on LA Talk Radio. Oh, I was at an amazing event. Manfredi in Greenwich, too. It's another great store. If you can't find what you're looking for at Betteridge, go to Manfredi. They have great things there, too. But Chopard.com, I love the watches. I got to talk to you guys at Manfredi because there was a watch, a Chopard watch that I really, really, really want. We were at the Highgrove building in Stanford. You know I always talk about them. Go see Shari and Pari and have a good time. Buy an apartment from them. Now, oh my God. All right, my buddy Wesley Voltaggio, you know the family, the Arizona Iced Tea family. Well, he has a partnership in Kane. And, you know, Kane kind of, like everything, had their ups and had their downs and then had their ups. And now they're at the top of their game again because it's now called, they closed, and now they're called Kane Lux. And it is on West 27th Street. It is phenomenal. It is so beautiful, the interior of this place, what they did to it. It's just like you don't even know where you are. It's an amazing place. So check out Kane. That's CAINNYC.com. And if you're in the city, go to a fun club. Halloween, I got to tell you about again. My girl Jenny Oz, she has the restaurant Tavern on the Green. They're having their fun Halloween party. Okay? So it's Tavern on the Haunted Green. It's Friday, October 1st. Is this Halloween? There's four rooms of ghoulish excitement. There's a haunted house in the tented garden. DJ RB spinning and DJ Journey spinning. Rock and hip hop. There's a $25 advance purchase ticket. You can go on nightbuzz.com and go to Tavern on the Green, Central Park West at 67th Street. Costumes are required from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. You're in a safe environment in a wonderful, funky Halloween party. I cannot wait. I'm definitely going there. Halloween, I love. I love, 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 love Halloween. Lots and lots of fun. So also, let's go to another part of this world of ours, which is called Frankfurt. And there's the Frankfurt Jazz Festival. And it runs October 30th until November 1st. So if you're in Frankfurt and you want to go to the Jazz Festival there, I really suggest you go. It celebrates its 39th year, and it's again from October 30th to November 1st. Tonight, I'm really what the show is about to the max. I'm really your outlet tonight for things to do. So, you know, I kind of skipped that a little bit, but there's just so much I want to tell you about. I got to tell you about my luxury item of the week. I'm going to get this all the way so we can get Nikki on the line. I encourage you all to call in 323-203-0815. My show is your show. So, and that's not like I'm going to screen calls or, you know, anyway, call in. Now, there's a store. Okay, I'm going to spell this for you. My friend Jackie in Cape Cod, she's like, don't spell it, just say it. But I'm going to spell it. STEFANOBEMER. That's StefanoBeamer.it. That, they are my luxury item of the week, the most phenomenal, phenomenal shoes. So let's dial Nikki and let's get her on the show so we don't waste any more time because I can't wait to talk to my Nikki Nick. So that's my luxury item of the week, everyone. These Stefano shoes, they are beautiful. So we'll get Nikki on the line. And while we're getting Nikki on the line, check out Cafe Palermo if you're in Berlin because they're having their opening night October 31st. And Cafe Palermo, Berlin, October 31st, 7 p.m. Lots of things going on October 31st besides Halloween. I bet you we're going to get Nikki's voicemail. So I might have to text her. You know, we're live. She's got her life doing her thing. And I don't know. Nikki Bloom, do we have you on the line?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Nikki Bloom. What's going on, baby cakes?
Well, I just saw a 30-pound lobster on a television program. 31 pounds.
And you know that I could probably cook it.
Well, they said most growths between 5 and 12 pounds, 31 pounds. Yeah, that would be enough lobster to suit me for a dinner.
Oh, my God, and your cholesterol go through the roof. Let's talk about something important, Nikki, which is, well, food is always important. So you good. Welcome to the Max, Nikki. You're live on LA Talk Radio. Let's start there. But let me ask you a question. What do you think? Because, you know, November 4th is right around the corner, and I want to talk politics with you. Alaska's largest newspaper, okay, the Anchorage Daily, endorsed Obama. You know why? They said that Governor Sarah Palin is too risky to be a step away from the Oval Office. What do you think?
Well, I do think that people are scared of her. They're scared. It's an attractive woman. It's a smart woman. She's a governor. I mean, there's only one governor of each state. It's not, you know, there's several senators or so to each state. So, I mean, she's got a big, important job. She runs a state. It's like just a smaller version of running the whole government, which the president and vice president do. I think people are very scared of her. They're threatened by her, and that's why they're attacking her.
Yeah. You know, like I was telling people, you know, it's like we're in such uncertain times right now. You know what I mean? And speaking of uncertainty, there's a lot of emails coming in. Cynthia McCoy writes, is Obama a native-born citizen? Someone told her that President candidate Barack Obama refuses to show his original birth certificate. She said that he was not born in the United States or even on American-controlled territory, but rather his birthplace was not even in the territories of the United States, which would make him ineligible for presidency if proven. Does anyone know the true story here? Now, there have been so many responses to this question, Nikki, that I've received. I didn't personally receive it, but I've been reading a board. And I was like, it's a very interesting topic. What do you think about this? And is it true?
Well, that is interesting because I think it was actually Thursday evening. I was listening to Philip Berg, who is a former attorney general of Pennsylvania. And he is a liberal Democrat. And it's in the courts right now as we speak presently. He sued Barack Obama for to see the actual documentation of his birth certificate because I think it's Massimo, Kenya, is where he was actually born. And the reason his college records had been sealed is because the citizenship stated on his college application and college papers does prove that he is not a U.S. citizen. And to be president of the United States, according to the Constitution, you must be over 35 years old. You must have been residing in this country for the last 14 years, and you must be born in the United States. So just having a mother that's from the United States does not constitute you having the right to run for president. You must be born in the United States territory. And in fact, he wasn't. And I think that's going to come to fruition in the next, 9 days left, that it's going to come out before the election that he is not a U.S. citizen and he was born in Kenya.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, it throws me for a loop. This whole thing is just like, I can't wait till election day is over. And my main reason is because, you know, I watch The View in the morning and I can't wait just to hear those bitches shut up. But I just like, I can't wait till it's over because people, it's like, you can't go anywhere now. And, you know, I have a lot of international friends and they're all calling me and emailing me. They all want to know the real story, what's going on here. And I'm like, I don't even know what, like, this country, man, I don't know what's going on here. It's a freaky time.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I am sensing that, you know, if it's a case where Barack wins, that I feel like somebody's buying us our next president. In fact, I was watching, it just happened in the last couple of days, in Florida where a woman newscaster was interviewing Joe Biden, and she made a asked him a question in regards to relating Barack to Karl Marx, and, you know, is his plan and platform socialist? Is it considered Marxist? And Joe Biden, he started laughing at her, and he said to her, "Are you joking?" And she said, "No, I'm not. I'm asking you a serious question," to which that was the end of the interview. And I just find it that if, you know, an American person, a reporter, a person on the street asks a question, this is going to be someone that's running for the vice president position, that if, let's say, Barack wins and something happens and he has to take on the responsibility of being the president, he just avoided answering the question altogether, which I also find Barack doesn't answer questions either when he's asked. You know, it'd be nice to get a direct answer, and if he feels he's not a Marxist or socialist, come out and say it. But to avoid answering that altogether, you know, that bothers me. Also, I wanted to tell you, last night I had dinner with a friend that I know for years, and she told me she's undecided. She's going
to
vote
you know, I got to ask this question. Where did you go to dinner?
Oh, I had a fabulous dinner at a tapas place in White Plains, and it was great. You sit at communal tables, you mingle with the people next to you. A lot of fun. And we were sitting there, and we were enjoying our evening, and we were sipping a couple of drinks, and I asked her who she's voting for. She told me she's undecided. So I was just throwing some facts out there, and I did ask her if she heard of Jeremiah Wright, Reverend Wright. And she told
wait,
me,
what was our favorite line, Nikki? The chickens are coming home.
Home to roost. And, you know, I felt that, you know, if you're not educated on making a decision, then, you know, I was a little concerned how she did not hear of Reverend Wright, and that bothered me. Thought it was interesting.
Well, you know, hold on. I got to say this real quick. Jackie McCarthy, if you're listening right now, I don't know where you could be, but if you're listening and you hear this show tonight, please have your mom do a needlepoint pillow for me that says the chickens are coming home for roost, because I really would love that pillow as a needlepoint for the guest cottage. But, yeah, no, you know what? There's a lot of uneducated voters going into the booths, which I think is very scary. And you know what? But who do we blame? You know, it's like they do sex education in school. When they know it's an election year, I think they should really – you know, there's a lot of community colleges. I think there should be a course in the – you know, in who's running. Once we find out who there is, it should be – you know, there, you can go take a course in feng shui. Why can't you go take a course in, you know, American politics, in American presidential candidates? And I think this country really has a lot to do to in blaming for people who are uneducated in – because the press, you're getting only one view of it, you know? You're getting the view of bashing on both sides because the press does a lot of bashing.
Right.
And I don't think that the American citizens are really fully informed of who these people are because you can't go to a website. You know, you go to Barack's page, you go to McCain's page. Of course they're going to glorify the candidates. But I don't think there's a voice of – I don't even want to say a devil's advocate, but a voice of reason, teaching people the truth about how important it is to vote, first of all, election process, because it's a process. It's not just, you know, one, two, three thing. And really, I think there should be courses every election year in community colleges that teach people the importance of voting. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea, because right now in the media, one paper will favor one candidate, another paper will favor another, or a news channel, that if the facts, all the facts are out there fairly, that people make a better educated decision. But, you know, now you have in the college campuses just a professor expressing his personal political views and trying to influence and encourage a whole class or a whole university.
Well, you know, I think there should be more political forums. You know, we have public libraries. Why aren't there political forums in public libraries from both sides where people can go, you know, and just like hash it out? You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in touch with them because I've been so busy. But I don't know if there's – have you heard of any local, you know, political hearings going on where people can, you know, get a good debate going?
No, there's not. Not that I'm aware of. Not for on the presidential level. You know, there are smaller things on town levels and there are get-togethers for, you know, Democratic get-togethers, Republican get-togethers. There's a Young Republican Committee. But no, there's nothing of the kind. And it's just people, when they're going to the polls to vote, they're going on one thing that they've heard in the media. It's shocking. The latest, they're attacking Sarah Palin for $150,000 for clothes. Nobody bothers to say anything about the suits that the male candidates wear. These are $5,000, $8,000 suits.
Custom-made. And they're custom-made, probably.
Right.
Well, you know, I just want to tell my listeners tonight, call in 323-203-0815. You got Max Tucci on to the max, and you got Nikki Bloom on tonight. So we're here. We want to take your calls if you feel so inclined to call in. If you don't, that's fine, too, because you know what? We'll still entertain you. But call in. Speaking of luxury items, Nikki, and clothes, there's a fantastic cashmere company. This I have to spell out because I wouldn't even know how to tell you. Go to www.icho-tyo.jp. They're the most incredible cashmere clothing for men. It's a Japanese line. It's an amazing concept, history, and collection. Go check out their website, icho-tyo.jp. I mean, maybe you can even buy Barack a present, buy McCain a present, and ship it over to their headquarters because they're beautiful clothes. So, and I want to tell people real quick, Nick, do you like water parks?
I'm sorry, do I like what?
Do you like going to water parks and like theme parks?
Water parks and theme parks? I've gone, but I'm a little fearful of the rides.
All right, well, there's a fun place called KalahariResorts.com. KalahariResorts.com. They're America's water park resorts. Go on their line. Go on their page. Check them out, and maybe you can have a good family holiday. Not you, but Nikki Bloom, but my listeners out there who have families and want to go check out water parks. I just got to do a little, you know, advertisement real quick. Not advertisement, but I got to plug some places for my people. So I want to tell you, Nikki, you know Charlie Palmer, those restaurants?
Yes.
Well, he invites you to celebrate their 20th anniversary with a special gala dinner featuring an indulgent 8-course tasting menu, and there's going to be wine, and it's going to be amazing, and it's in New York, and I suggest you go because there's limited seating, and call 212-319-1660 or go to charliepalmer.com and check out this gala that he's serving you for their 20th anniversary. Sounds delicious and fun. I hope maybe if we're in the city this week, Nikki will go. But also while you're in New York, people check out lezie.com, fun restaurant in New York. Check them out. Little trattoria. Let's see, Nikki Bloom. Where are we going? Jennifer Hudson. I opened the show tonight.
Yeah.
How sad is this? Poor Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's so unexpected. You never expect things like this to happen.
You know, and I just feel so awful. I mean, and then on top of having your mother and brother killed, the nephew is gone. He's like completely just missing. It's sad. Americans, you all know what's going on. If you have any information, call your local authorities. If you've seen the little boy, like, let's try to get him back so they can at least rest. You know what I'm saying? But I want to tell you, Nikki, you know, you all know my friend Sharon. I've had her on my show, Sharon Agati. Nikki, we're going to take a little break here at To The Max because I want to play a song that I think is going to enlighten people. So, you know what, Sam, let's get that song going. Nikki, stay on the line because we're just going to play the song and let people be inspired. And then when we get back, maybe we've got a lot more to talk about politic-wise. And I want you all to call 323-203-0815 so we can be part of this discussion tonight. We're going to play the song from Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. Sam, if you'd be so kind to get it going on. It's one of my favorite songs, and I want you all to be inspired. So we'll get that up in a minute. And then, Nikki, when we get back from the song, we're going to talk more politics. Maybe I'll drop a little more on a couple other places that I want you all to check out. How does that sound, Nikki Bloom?
Sounds great.
And you love Sharon singing, too, don't you?
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Neither can I. So, Sam, if you'd be so kind to get Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati. Check out her MySpace page. Go to MySpace.com/SaranAgati. My girl Sharon in London. Love her voice. She's got an amazing voice. She's an amazing talent. And I can't wait till she comes here. She was visiting her grandmother in Texas and didn't stop in New York. So I'm a little upset, but I'll expect her, I guess, during the holidays. I'll have to wait. Speaking of holidays, Nikki, before we get the song on, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? It's right around the corner.
Well, it's one of my favorite holidays. Anything that revolves around food, SMA focus, is always my favorite of feast. Actually, I'm going to head up north. I either spend it in Florida some years, and I alternate with going up to the mountains in Vermont. Actually, it's supposed to snow here Wednesday. We're supposed to get some flurries, so I'm just trying to prepare myself.
Oh, you know what, Sam, hold on real quick for that song, because you know what, Nikki, I got to tell you, you know, we're right around the corner from Halloween, which you know is my favorite holiday, and there's a couple of things, events that I want to talk about. Halloween, you know I love, Nikki Bloom, and we have the one at Tavern on the Green, which is a fun event, you know that one, and I want you to come. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween, Nikki?
Oh, yes, I do. Do you want to know? Does everybody want to know?
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a dominatrix. And they say, you know, that's the one day a year when the true person comes out is Halloween. So dominatrix it is.
All right. And then there's also a Halloween party at Fig and Olive in New York. It's called Yellowween by Veuve Clicquot. So check that out. And then also, we're going to get, let's get Sharon's song on, Lead Me to the Water. Everyone, be inspired by this song. Please listen to the words. There's a lot of meaning to them. It's one of my favorite songs. And Sam, if you'd be so kind to play the song, Lead Me to the Water. I think we're finally ready for my favorite song. And everyone, by the way, tomorrow night, Rosario Dawson is hosting her party. But we'll get into that after the song. Here we go. Lead Me to the Water, my favorite song by Sharon Agati.
Yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and what he understands. Does he know?
And that was Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water, one of my favorite songs, songs, because it's time that we all just are led somewhere, led to the water, chill out, relax. Life is good, Nikki Bloom, isn't it? Isn't that a great song?
That's a wonderful song. I love it.
One of my favorite songs from my girl Sharon. Now everyone, Rosario Dawson, she's going to host her Lower East Side Girls Club Willow Awards benefit on Tuesday, October 28th. You can call for tickets, 212-982-1633. It's this Tuesday, so go hook her up, help her out, and her wonderful organization, the Willow Awards. Also, who do I have? What other event do I have? I have the Tuesday night at Villa in New York. Those are fun. I have the – what else do I have? Let's see, Nikki Bloom. I don't know. There's a bunch of things going on. Oh, Saturday, November 29th, there's the Palm in Palm Beach at the Equestrian Club by Tavern on the Green. There's the stadium in Wellington, Florida. That's a fun event. You know, everyone, go on my site, maxfucci.com. Go check out the sites there. Call in to 323-203-0815. And I'm going to open the lines now. So, Nikki Bloom, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, actually, if anybody has seen the show, there's a new show that started. I think it's on the Wii channel, Sex Change Hospital. Have you seen this?
Actually, weren't you on it, Nikki? No kidding. I did. I saw the previews. They're great. I think it's a great, crazy, fun show. There's never been anything done like it before. Except, do you remember back in the day there was the movie Soap Dish? Whoopi Goldberg was in it.
Yeah.
You remember? And there was like a nurse who was a man who was a woman. It was like, that's the only time they ever tackled that kind of a situation. But yeah, man, have you seen the show?
Yeah. It's quite an interesting show. The doctor that performs the sex change operations used to be a man, now is a woman. And what's funny about it is, at the beginning of the show, it shows a big sign and it says Trinidad. So I just caught bits and pieces of it. And I was explaining the show, discussing it with a girl at my office. And I said, you know, it's really strange. It says Trinidad, but it looks like it's Iowa. Well, of course, it's Trinidad, Colorado. And it's interesting. They cover two cases each evening. And it's just, it's really interesting to see how other people live their lives and what goes on in other people's minds.
Yeah, you went to school with some. But let's talk about a film that, speaking of television and films, there's a great film, MatadorTheFilm.com. Check out their website. They're having a party. So I want you all to go check it out. It's going to be at the, how do you pronounce it, Nikki? The Angelica Film Center on 18 West Hudson Street between Mercer and Broadway. And tickets are $12. Check out MatadorTheFilm.com. Go see that movie. Nick, I heard you saw W.
I did earlier today, I saw it.
And what did you think of it?
You know, interestingly enough, that the media made it like it was a real bad attack on President Bush. And the only attack it really made was people are under the impression that he might not be so smart and people call him dumb, which I like to tell those people that when you're in a position of President of the United States of America, then maybe you could call somebody stupid. But when stupid people call someone else stupid, it's just, it's ridiculous. But the movie actually was somewhat entertaining. James Brolin, son Josh Brolin, is the star of it, and it's really an uncanny resemblance to President Bush. It's almost as if you were watching the president himself, which was, that was my favorite part of the movie. It was so interesting. Almost like Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin. This was exactly like that. The movie was an all right movie. I think people.
One to 10, what do you give it?
I would give it between a 7 and an 8. I think people that are Republicans and Democrats would enjoy the movie. It was more or less the life of President George W. Bush.
Let me tell you what I think. Actually. You know, the press might have done it justice because the press kind of like smearing it, making it like a knock-on of President Bush. You know, they probably had a lot of Democrats going to see the movie. So maybe it wasn't that bad that they portrayed it that way. They might have misrepped it and got more attention to it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I sat there, I figured that most of the people I was surrounded by were probably Democrats, but it was interesting. It just showed the span of his life over the last, since college days and up to now. I didn't think it was such a bad attack. I see worse on the news.
Yeah, every single day. Hey, Nikki, speaking of the news, you know I'm taking you to go see the morning show of Mike and Juliet. You excited?
I am so excited. I cannot wait. And, you know, I love when you give me that compliment when we're out somewhere and I discuss politics and you tell everybody that I'm a Fox News correspondent.
I do. Whenever I say anyone, I'm like, you know what? Don't mess with Nikki because she's a Fox News correspondent. She's also the To The Max correspondent. But Nikki, I think you need to land a job on Fox News because when I see you out in public, it is just like, it just puts the biggest smile on my face because people, you know, they see girls and, you know, Nikki's a hot chick, guys out there. So, you know, they see Nikki and they're like, what does this chick know? You know, she's wearing her stiletto boots. Then all of a sudden she's like, bam, 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 bam. And they're like, what? Really? Like what just happened? It just puts it tickles my fancy, as how the English would say. It's very funny. So I think you need to, you know, change careers, Nikki, and get one where you don't have to work so much.
I'm going to try. When I go to I'm going to deliver the news.
Good for you, right? Speaking of delivering, what do you do? No, I'm kidding. But I don't know. That was a bad segue. I got really nothing to say, but I'm really, I don't know. Today kind of put me in a funk. Bridget, my friend, Bridget McGuire, what's all going out there? I had a great lunch, Nikki, Ryridge Deli today. I love Ryridge Deli, one of my favorite places. But, you know, I'm just working hard, Nikki, trying to get this restaurant open.
Oh, I can't wait. I look forward to it.
Oh, what did you think of my cooking show? Can we let everyone know, please?
Oh, well, everybody, I know here I'm in Connecticut, and it will be on Channel 12 where I live. And, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. I really think that you, aside from a radio show, you need to have your own television show. It was great. I mean, watch out, Rachel Ray. She has nothing on you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we're working on it now with a couple people, Daryl Dawkins and Melky Jean, Wyclef's sister. You know, we've got some fun things going on in the works. Always things in the works. Speaking of things coming out, guys, that book that I did with Eduardo Zoll, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple, go to Amazon.com, pre-order it. I have the whole section of the classic dinner party in that book. And Nikki, I saw the book when I was in L.A. Beautiful. I'm so proud of that book. It looks so beautiful. I worked my ass off setting that table, Nikki. I mean, you know how I set tables. You've seen some of them. But oh my God, it was such a, it wasn't hard because I was so into it. But the amount of energy I put into that table, you will really see it in that book. And it was fun to have people watch me. And, you know, I really worked my ass off like I was doing my own, like it was for my own book, man. But, and you see my picture in the back of the book, but in the pages of the book, you see my hands. You see my cool watch, Breitling, fantastic Breitling Bentley watch, my Cartier Love bracelet. So I want to contact them and maybe try to get them to give me some stuff. But Nikki, I will definitely get you a signed book. So
you're recognized from that book when you walked into the big design furniture place and the woman recognized you from your book.
That was Z Gallery in Boca Raton. Z Gallery is a fantastic store. Times are tough, people. Go to Z Gallery. Save money and make your house look fantastic, right? Let's see. I don't know. People, if you're trying to call in, you got to call in from an unblocked number. I know I have like 4 minutes left, they're telling me. So if anyone wants to call in, I know like there were some calls, but I was just, and we had Sharon's song. This is talk radio, but I like to play music sometimes. And if my friends are the musicians, I always like to plug them. So Lead Me to the Water, that's a beautiful song. And you can check out my archives. And let's take a number that's calling in right now because I have just a few more minutes. So caller, are you there? I don't know. Maybe we can take them. Maybe we can't. I don't know if it's a blocked number. If it's a blocked number, I can't take your call. But Nikki, you know what? We have next Sunday, and then we have Election Day, November 4th. We've come a long way from my first show when you told everyone to vote November 5th.
I'll never hear the end of that one. Everyone must vote November 4th. In fact, there are some states have early voting, which I guess, you know, that's the way it's set up. But and today I heard that they toss it around to make November 4th a national holiday, but they said that would be too much of an expense for it to give people the whole day off of work to vote, or maybe they should move voting to a weekend day when more people are around. But I thought
I disagree with weekend votes. People will go out Friday night, get drunk, and then make the wrong vote. I disagree with weekend votes. Not a good thing.
I disagree as well.
It's a very simple process. You either go before work, or you go after work, or you go during lunch. It's not that hard to figure out. The bottom line is, people, get your act together, put your thinking caps on, and vote. Right, Nikki?
That's important. And as always, I would say, if you're undecided, vote McCain.
If you're undecided, vote for me. At this point, hey Nikki, any jokes? You got some fun jokes that are lurking through your mind?
Oh my God! You know, I've been so caught up in all the serious political stuff going on. I almost feel like maybe I've lost my funny humor aside. I don't.
What's the penis joke you told me the other day? No, you told me a funny penis joke.
Oh, yeah, I did. That the ball said, it's no fun.
Do you remember the joke?
No, they're always stuck outside. They never get invited into the party.
So the penis asked the balls, do you want to go to a party?
Right.
And then what? I don't remember, Nikki.
No, it's no fun. We're stuck hanging outside and we never get invited in.
Well, we know you can't be a comedian, but you could always be a political analyst. You're always welcome on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. I want to tell everyone, if I didn't grab your call tonight, I'm so sorry, but I was just caught up with having Nikki on. I promise in the future I'm going to do more shows that are your shows. To the Max will be an outlet for you to talk. So I want to get the public involved. You think that's a good thing to do, Nikki?
You want to get what?
Yeah. I'm going to get the public involved with To the Max.
Absolutely. Wonderful idea.
Well, you know what, Nikki Bloom? I've got to say goodnight to you because can you leave? It's almost been an hour. So on that note, Nikki Bloom, I'm going to say to you, have a wonderful night. What do you have to say to everyone, Nikki? Closing statement.
Remember, November 4th. It's, I think, 9 days away, so it's right around the corner.
9 days away, our country is going to change. Whoever wins, we're going to have a major change in this country. So help the vote and get out there and vote. Right, people? Right, Nikki Bloom? So, Nikki Bloom, have a wonderful night. I'm going to call you after the show so we can discuss more. And then, everyone, I always do the after the show thing, and I post things on my website, LA Talk Radio. So always check out the site if there's something you missed. Go to maxtucci.com. Nikki Bloom, have a wonderful night. I'm going to talk to you later, okay?
Sounds great. Have a wonderful evening. I will speak to you later.
Say goodnight to America, Nikki.
Goodnight to all of America. Remember, November 4th.
All right. That was Nikki Bloom, everyone. She comes on my show time to time. My girl, Nikki Bloom. Thank you so much. Everyone, November 4th is 9 days away, okay? So please vote. You know, I can't stress it more. Be an educated voter. Go online. You know, check things out. If you're undecided, read about things, but read in the proper areas. Don't believe the hype. Have fun. What else? That's really all I got to say. I got to say hi to my friend Michael Antonori. He came up to Connecticut. So what's going on, Michael Antonori? And you know he's been on my show before. Everyone, check out maxtucci.com. Always stick on LA Talk Radio. It's the place to be because we get to say what we want when we want. My shows in the future are going to be a place for you to say what you want on my show. And so everyone, have a wonderful night. Be safe. Stay warm. It's getting cold here. And wherever you're listening, whether it's Los Angeles or Dubai, remember to always take life to the max. Sam, let's wrap this up. I got to go to bed. Good night, everyone.
You're listening to To the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.